Okay, we're beginning a new siman and a new topic. Hilchos Tefillah begins in Peites, and we'll jump right in at the very beginning, talking about the times of davening shachris. Says the Mechaber, Zman Tefillas Hashachar Mitzvasoh Sheyaschil Im Hanet Zachama. So the time for shachris begins with what's called Hanet. People mispronounce, they say davening Nates. There is no word Nates. Nates is a bird in Parshas Re'eh. The real word is Hanet. Hanetzacham. That's when the mitzvah is to be done. The chatchila, the chesiv, as the pasuk says, pasuk in Tehillim, Yiraucha im shamash. I will see you with the sun when the sun appears. I mean, that's when I will see you. I'll encounter you. I'll daven at that time. The im hispaleo mishaolo amar hashachar. Right. If you daven earlier than this, from what's called aloser amud hashachar, veheir kol veheir. I'm sorry. Pnei hamizrach yotze. Then one is yotze through davening at this time. It's acceptable. Nimshach zmanon, the time for shachris extends ad sof arba shos shehu shlish hayom, till 4 halachic hours of the day, which is really a third, right? Since we divide the day into 12 equal daylight hours, and then 4 of those is 1/3. Ve'im to'o o avar v'hispado acher arba shos ad chatzos. If the person made a mistake or was over and did this and davened between 4 to 6 hours of the day, av abishayin lo schart. Kitzfila bismana, even though you don't get reward for davening in the right zman, because it's after 4 hours, schatil miha hiko. There is, nevertheless, reward for davening. Hagos says the Ramah, v'acher chatzos, after midday, also his pala tfila shachos. You can't daven shachos anymore at that point of time. Beis Yosef, quoting from the Rashba, and the common reish simin kuf ches. That's where it talks about, I believe, tashlumen is in kuf ches. So here we go. Says the Mechaber, Na'im Hanetz. Again, the keyword is Hanetz. Hi Hashar Shachama Mascheles Lizrach B'Rosh Haran. That's when the sun begins to appear on the top of the mountains. V'roy V'nachon Lizar Bezeh Lechatchila Af B'Yemei Haslichos. It's appropriate and it's proper to be careful by davening this even during the times of Slichos, meaning when you're getting up early and sunrise is not going to be until much later, to wait till this month. V'chein b'chorv, so too in the winter time, k'shemashkim in uvo in the basic NSS, b'boiker hashkim, you got up early to go daven, yamtinu milihispalel ad hanetz. So I think today, it was like 7:19 or something like that. So you know, you imagine, or 6 o'clock, you're in shul to wait until the zman to daven lechatchila ad hanetz acham. Kidle'eo b'simin nunches, sif aleph, ayin sham. Ach, k'shemashkim letzeis l'derech, a person has to travel, V'chai gavn, or something similar, it's sh'ar d'chak, another case where it's pressing, v'onus, beyond your control, d'mut l'hakim, you're allowed to daven earlier, k'il kaman siv ches, can explain, al koponim yamtina milivarech al hatzefilin ad shiakir es chaveir ha'ragnim ha'ketzas b'richog dal anamos. You shouldn't make, your davening, you should not make a bracha on your tefillin until what, at the time what's called mi shiakir. In Dirshu 2, it goes through the different cheshbonos as to what exactly that time is. When you recognize your friend, again, it has to be someone who you not best friends with, because then you'll recognize them even at a greater distance than Dal Namas. And it can't be someone who you don't know at all, because then even within Dal Namas you want. So it's just someone who you like, you know, recognize, you know, like a coworker or something like that, someone you would be familiar with. Demikodem os levarach aleim, because before the time of Mishayak, you're not allowed to make a bracha on your tefillin. Kidal eil simin lamed sif aleph. Ayin sham b'mishne berurah. Kosu prima gadim b'simin tuf tzadi dalid debechag ha-shavuos she'ni'orin kol ha-layla on the yamtav of Shavuos when everyone's up all night mutl hispala kodim hanetz, you're allowed to down before hanetz dikashe yeyuch leveisam b'hashkama, when you go to your house earlier in the morning torach lehiskabetz she'ni, it's be very difficult to get them to come back again a second time mikol mokom yesh lizar, nevertheless so be careful shol likros kriyashma kolkach b'hashkama, not to say it so early dahayni kodim shiira eschavir b'riko dal amos v'yakirenu, not to say shema before this time of mishayakir eschaviru dezeh osu v'chadchila kidl el simin nunches ayin sham, so that should not be done. Okay, so again, what did the Mechaber say? The ideal zman is Hanetz Achama, what we call Vasikin. But you can daven technically from Amud Hashachar. In Beis, he says, Amud Hashachar huma shemaschil Hashachar lehavrik miktoso ma'at ma'at. The sun is not shining, it's just, you know, you see the rays of light. Umash medivri ha-mechaber dekoidem heir af b'di'evid lo yotze. If you go even before this, then even b'di'evid you're not yotze. That's not the zman at all. Meaning we have our l'chatchila time, we have a b'di'evid zman, we have a zman, it's not even a zman. V'chein hiskimu harbe achronim, many agree to this, d'lo kimogin avram, ayin bir halacha. Sivkat and Gimel Pnei Mizrach, on the face of the sun rises in the east. Velo sogi b'mashe hivrik hashar kit nekuda lebilvad, not like a little dot. Kosa b'chidushe Rebbe Akiva Eger ta'af shehakoich v'nirein adayim berakia, even if the stars are still visible in the firmament, mikol malkom yomhu, it's still technically called day. Dalid yotza b'diavet, you are yotze, afilu shelo b'shasad chak, even if this is not a time of pressing needs, v'shasad chak kigon shemashkim letzeis l'derech v'haygavne sh'ar dachak v'onus, case where you have a plane to catch or something like that, and you can't delay. I feel lechatchila, you could have this time, even lechatchila, could come on, sif ches, as we'll learn. Ayin sham, v'doy shino, d'divri ha-shulchan orach, einam amurim rak le'enyin choyves mitzvah tefila, bilvad. We're talking here about tefila. De yotzu bo acher sheheir ha-mizrach. That's after the whole east has been lit up. De bezek var higiyu ezmanik, that's already the time. The niskana keneged hatomid, because the zman and shachar is apparent at the time of the korban tomid. Ushchitas hatomid hayatekef hishemizrach. That would happen immediately after the eastern sky would be lit up. Aval inyan kriyashma shekodim hatzefila lo ayre hamechabe b'simin ze. We're not talking about the correct time for shema before it's the sky's been lit up. Ayn le'el b'simin nunches mishnebura sifkotin yotes delo yotze b'ze yidei chovas kriyashma af di'eved im rogil lasos kein ad shiakir es chaveru harogil imo ketzas berichuk dal damos. So that has to be after mishiakir v'ze me'uchar mizman her hamizrach. That's after the time, it's a later time than the eastern sky has been lit up. Ubefrak hisheroitza az lahaniach tefillin levarich alein. When you want to put on your tefillin, make a brach with them. Bevadai ein levarich ad shegia hazman mishiakir dimishiakir hanal. You have to. You cannot make a bracha. You can put them on. But you can't make a bracha until that time. Okay. Then we talked about hayom, that we divide up the day into 12 equal periods, and then you take 3 hours of those. I'm sorry, 4 hours of those, which is a third of the day. I misspoke. You have 4 hours, which is a third of the day. Says the Mishnah now in Hayom, Sivkat and Hey. Im Hayom Oroch Shmona Esrei Shah. So let's say you have 18 hours of daylight. So have a Shesh Shos Shel Al Hayom. Kishe Hayom Oroch Teisha Shos. When you have 9 hour day, have a Shlosh Shos. It'll be 3 hours. De La Olam Mesharin Shos Eilafi Inyan Hayom. The heim nikram shos zmanios, right? Halachic relative hours. Shayom is mischalik l'shneim aser halakim. We divide it up into 12 equal portions. The inyan shlish hu, and so what's a third of that? Shetefilas hashachar hu neged korban hatomi, because it's going after the korban tom. The olam lo acharu echaru osim ilahakriv achar shlish hayom. It was only brought in the first 4 hours of the day, so therefore the tefila of shachris is patterned after the korban tom and shalshach. You have to actually finish it. It's not enough just to begin within that time spot. One has to finish it. Rav Soloveitchik was very fond of quoting this from the name of Achron by Mincha. The one has to finish davening Mincha before Shkia. But again, that's not our topic for now. But the Mishnah Berurah says you should finish your Shachris within the first 4 hours of the day. Over again, if something happened that there was a mistake or did it was an avera, Rosh Hashanah means should be amazing. He on purposely shoho esa tefila ad shover zmano va'achakach espalel. So he waited on purpose. He could have davened. He had an option to daven. He had a minion, whatever it was. He just didn't daven. Whatever it is, right? So then it says then afal pichein yotzi dechoyves tefila afshe haiser shelo bezmano. So nevertheless, even though he did amazing, you still are yotzi. There's no kenasa. You're not yotzi the davening. If you haven't done beforehand, if you slept in or you were sick or whatever it was, you should daven up as long as it's not chatzos. You don't get reward like we saw in the mechaber for the davening the right zman. So one should do a voluntary offering, right? I mean, the person makes a condition and says, if I'm davening now as a chiyuv, I want this to be my real tefillah. But if not, this is I'm not davening as a chiyuv, then at least should be a voluntary offering. So it explains in the fourth line, ki yesh poiskim shesoivim debehezid ad arbashaz shuv lo matzil his palo klal. But he brings that there are some opinions I think the Gra holds like this, that that if you did amazing, you can't daven after that. Al kein yispala v'yisne, you should daven and make it a condition. She'im mitzad hadin hu poter, if really by the letter of the law I'm exempt from this, hu b'toras nedava. This is a voluntary offering that I'm davening right now. Zayin acher chatzos, this is what the Ramah added in, that you should not daven at all. Mashmi loshen harav, dafil tekev acher chatzos, also is palo shachros. Even right after the chatzos, you can't do it. Ba'adala'el koi bein avar b'mezid otola b'shoigig, whether you did it on purpose or you made a mistake. Yesh makilim ba'achatzi shosh acher chatzos. Some grant that 30-minute interval, which we'll learn about, between when Shachros ends and before you're allowed to begin davening mincha. You cannot daven mincha right after Chatzos. We wait 30 minutes. We'll explain later on if that's 30 halachic minutes, or that's 30 actual minutes. Okay. Ledino, mashma prima godem, bederech hachayim, she'en lazuz mipsak harav, v'chein mashma bir hagro, v'emes kvar higiyah zman mincha, shemas cheles, mitchilas sheva. So now really you're in the zman of mincha. Elami ta'am, she'en anabekiyim, v'shem meyavu, l'tayus al-kol, the Alkain Osru Chazal, says we don't know exactly the Zman and we're concerned, that's why we give this grace period of a half hour, a buffer zone I should call it. Alkain Kishoggonenas, but if a person did Bishogeg or they had an onus, something was beyond control, Telohis Paolo Kodem Chatzos, they didn't get a chance to have a chatzos. Yamzin Acher Chatzos, you should wait until after Chatzos, Chatzishah. Wait a half hour. Dahainu kidei shegia zman tefilas mincha. That's now zman mincha. And then for yispala mincha, because the rule is, we'll see. Again, I think it's kufches, which is the simon dealing with tashlumen. You always daven the chiyuv that you have right now. So at this point, it's now the zman. It's 6.5 hours into the day. It's the zman of mincha. So you daven mincha first. That's what the Mishnah was saying here. Yispala mincha. Ve'achra kach, and afterwards, shachris b'toras hashloma. Then you tashlumin for the shachris afterwards. V'lo lehefech, and not to flip it, not to daven shachris first, and then a mincha. V'gam davka b'shoga go'nenos. This is talking specifically about the cases where a person was, a shogig, they made a mistake or something, or there was an onus, they were sick. Ava b'mezid ein lo tekana. But if you did this on purpose, you just wait, then you can't just decide, okay, I'm lazy, I'm going to sleep in, I'll just do a tashlumen later on. K'mon shizbar kolz b'simen kofches, explain later on, omnam b'di'evid, imis pal shachris b'chatzi shazu. If you did daven, you weren't supposed to, you did daven shachris within this half hour, after chatzos, before we daven mincha, she'acher chatzos yotze, you are yotze at that point in time, v'ein tzarech lehespal shenis, you do not have to do a tashlumen for this, ayin b'chusha b'kiva eger, mashakos b'shem tzalach b'inyin zeh. So the Dirshu 14 tells us what exactly the tzlach is. So it says, what do you do? She is palel bechatzi shah shel acher chatzos al tana. You make the following condition: she'im huzman mincha. If this really is the time for mincha, then tia tefila lemincha. This should be my mincha davening. Ve'im lo tia shachar. This should not. Then this should be my shachar's davening. Okay, that's within that 30-minute period. Ula acher chatzi shah. Then after that time has elapsed, you're after that. You're in the mincha zman. So then, what do you spalo shenis? You daven a second time. Yisne v'chim had tefila harishona ha'isel lemincha. If that first one was my mincha, tiazet tashlumen l'shachris. Now this second tefila I'm davening now should be my makeup for shachris, a tashlumen. V'im had tefila harishona tiazet l'shachris. And if that first one I was davening in that half hour was a shachris, tiazu lemincha. This should be my mincha. Kein ze kosev bir halacha l'kamen. Okay, Reish Lamed Gimel, coming attractions. And we'll stop here. Mr. Shem, we'll pick it up next time with Sif Beis.